97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Even with a significant drop in temperatures and cold winds on Saturday, hundreds of people gathered in Wisconsin Rapids for the third No Kings protest. Demonstrators spread out along the East Riverview Expressway beginning at Lincoln Street, this new location after a complaint was lodged last year when they gathered on the green across from Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Despite this evidence of objection to their weekly protests, those in attendance on March 28th said the response was mostly positive.
We have had an immense amount of support. You can hear all these honks. We've been getting the I love you signs. We've had a ton of support. We've gotten semi-truck drivers, as you can hear right now. That's awesome. A lot of small local businesses as well. It's awesome. You know, I could count probably only both of my hands the negativity we've received, and it's usually a means of sign language.
Protesters like Joe expressed a variety of reasons for attending.
We need the government to make life better for everybody in the country and not just for the wealthy.
Joe also shared his thoughts about the conflict in Iran.
Why start wars? First they're just going to be going up, and it's going to make it harder, especially the people who are lower income, even middle income people. It's just going to get harder and harder to get by. And if you got to pay for more for food, then you got less to pay for your rent, for your medical care. So it's just a vicious cycle.
Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over an executive order affecting voting. The order would create voter eligibility lists and restrict mail-in ballots for people not included. The White House says the move is meant to prevent non-citizens from voting. Attorney General Josh Call says such cases are rare and current systems ensure election integrity. Call joined 22 other attorneys general and a governor in asking a court to block the policy, arguing that election authority belongs to the states. Governor Tony Evers is reopening the door for inmates to seek sentence reductions for the first time in a quarter century. He signed executive orders to set up a commutation advisory board with eligibility focused on rehabilitation and good behavior. People convicted of sexual assault or trafficking a child won't qualify, though some serving time for homicide could. Evers says lawmakers need to get serious about criminal justice reform to cut prison costs and overcrowding. Put your phone down. That's the warning from Wisconsin State Patrol as construction season picks up. The agency's April Law of the Month highlights safety in work zones and emergency areas. Drivers can be fined for using a handheld phone, and double penalties apply when crews are working. State Patrol leaders say one quick look at a phone can be all it takes for a life-changing crash. Gas and electric bills in Wisconsin are set to rise in 2027. Madison Gas and Electric says electric bills will increase by about $5 a month, with gas bills rising around $1.50. Company officials say the increases are needed to invest in renewable energy and ensure reliable service. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Boston, where the Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Brewers coming off an 8-5 win over the Royals Sunday. The crew is scoring more runs with two outs than any other team in the major leagues. Are they relentless? Pat Murphy.
That's exactly what it is. It's relentless. These guys know that two outs means you're two-thirds done with the inning. That's it. That third is a lot. There's a lot left. You know, two outs proved to be a big part of every game.
NBA, Milwaukee with a 131-115 win over the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the NBA continues to investigate why the Bucks won't allow Giannis to play. Doc Rivers.
The tough part about all this is I'm in the middle and I have nothing to do with it. Coaches don't decide any of this. But the problem with our league is the coaches are the ones sitting out front, and we have to sit here and answer this stuff.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little messy this morning with freezing rain and sleet, a little slushy snow mixed in, and then as temperatures climb, we're going to change over to all rain here later today with a high in the low 40s. Tonight, more rain, some freezing rain, a little snow down to 32 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with afternoon rain, high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.